Om, the first podcast that went on acceptability, got a lot of responses, a lot of messages, a lot of private messages, and thankfully a lot of critical messages where people says that if kids have to accept themselves the way they are, then why do we need to improve? Seriously? Why do the kids need to improve? Do you think being accepted and growth or progress are just the same? Accepting oneself the way you are is the first step to growth. Accepting your pain is the first step towards treating it. So, acceptability is the bottom line, is the most important thing. I would say when you're building a structure, you're growing to a better human. To accept it is like setting the base of the entire structure. The moment you accept yourself the way you are is actually understanding how far you need to go. What is the next level? How will you go there? How will you learn this? How would you want to do that? What are your dreams? What do you wish to do? Only with the first step, that's called acceptability. So acceptability is very important. And what is acceptability? It is the truth. It is your truth that you know for yourself. Yes, there are a lot of people out there who will be critical, but it is very important to know the truth. So today we are going to be taking up the next step towards that. What after accepting yourself, what do you need to do? Focus on what exactly is that gives you peace. Now that peace could be a skill set, it could be playing a guitar, it could be doing some work, it could be writing something, it could be traveling, it could be food. Now this is something that will set your soul free. Now that doesn't mean that you leave everything aside and start following this path of freedom. Freedom always comes with responsibility. You cannot ignore it. We're not talking about this series, just to give you a high in life. We're talking about this series, we're making these podcasts to make you understand how you need to better your life. This is not a zone in which, you get a frenzy and it says, oh my God, Richa said this, this person is, has been mentioning how important it is for you to do what you want to do and what you really need to do. Now you have to understand there's a difference between what you need to do and what you want to do is different. You would be wanting to climb the Eiffel Tower, the topmost, I don't even know what that floor is, than having dinner with your girlfriend or boyfriend or probably the love of your life. But you need to actually go drive an Uber right now. So there's a difference between what you need to do and what you want to do. So acceptability sets the base for exactly what, when, where, why, how you are. To take the next level, to take the next step. Everybody in their life is standing on a different steps, somebody's a child, somebody's a teenager, somebody's grown up, somebody's old. So what I'm talking about here is now that you've accepted your truth, now that you know what is the right thing, now what you need to do to make your life better, to make it more meaningful, to make it more truthful. In the sessions in the past 2 days, I have addressed the acceptability point with a lot of people, and yes, I have helped them created solutions which were more customized as per their life. How can what is it that they need to do? But the reason that we are talking right now is to understand why is it important to accept ourselves, and then thereafter figuring out what you need to do at the next level. Now, whether you are 5, whether you're 15, whether you're 25, whether you're 75, whether you're 45, today you've accepted your truth. Okay, this is it. Now, period. Point. You cannot time travel. You cannot go back and change things for yourself. You cannot. So stop blaming your past. Nobody can do that. Look ahead. The mistakes of the past are the lessons today. Seriously, that's exactly what people in the moral science say. Understand that. And understand what does that really mean. It means you cannot go time travel, go and get it. Tumne ye kiya, you were doing this, you said this, last time you said this. It's happened, it's done, it's gone. It's finished, period, full stop. From here now look on to what needs to be done to make your life better. You've been cheating somebody, you've been frauding a lot of money, you've been doing wrong things, you've been lying to your kids, you've been lying to your parents, you have multiple relationships, you've been fooling people, all those regrets, all those guilts. Now what? Do you want to still keep doing that? Now that you've accepted all that truth, do you still want to do that? Seriously? Are you serious? You really want to do that? Then I think you should just put the stop button and go back to your life. But if you really don't want to do that, my friend, what has happened in the past definitely has repercussions today. It's over. You can't meddle with it. You can't change it. But those lessons are going to be here. What you've done in your past, stop doing that any longer. Today, say what you feel, do what you are, be who you are. Right here, right now, right now. Start being who you are. Do some sorries, do some I love yous, do some I want to do this, do some confessions and move on. Before you end up taking that path, you know, I did this for my daddy, I did this for mother, I did this for my husband, I did this for my son. 20 years from now, nobody's even going to listen to your stories of your sacrifices. These sacrifices for nobody else. Today you're trying to make these excuses as your sacrifices. Tomorrow nobody's interested in your sacrifices. Your son is going to be living his life. Your daughter is going to be married with kids somewhere. You know, your husband, he says, oh, you did it for sacrifice. You did it for yourself because you didn't want your truth to come out. And your father is going to say, my little girl, I gave you all that upbringing, all that strength to be who you are, not to lie to me. I'm your father. I can take care of myself. I didn't need your lies. And that's what your mother is going to say. All this upbringing for all this. I made so many sacrifices to give you this life, and you telling me you made sacrifices to lie to me? Wow. A lie for a lie. Don't do this. Don't. Your parents have sacrificed for you to get a good life. Don't create these wrong things for your kids in the coming times. You don't need to sacrifice, you just need to be honest. And for heaven's sake, don't make your kids fevicol in relationships. You are done with the relationship, move on. If there is something that needs to mend in that relationship, mend in. Try working on it. And if it still doesn't move on, then you are the white elephant in the room. You are the big elephant that's screwing up everything for everybody. You are the woman who in that man's life. You are that man in that woman's life who are giving the notion that we can still work on this relationship wherein you're seeing other women. So stop these reasons, stop these excuses, you know, that you're doing it for anybody else. You're doing all this for yourself. So heaven's sake, for your sake, for your kids' sake, stop making others the reason for your doing. Everything that you're doing is you. Everything that you are is you. You are making life comfortable for yourself by doing all these things, and you are making others an excuse for doing this. Oh, I did this for my father. I did this for my friend. You're not doing anything for anybody. This comfort zone is where you want to stay. So break this comfort zone. Be truthful. Now that you've accepted your truth, start working towards making yourself a better human being by making those little hard, very difficult confessions. Become a better human being, and truth is what will help you. Truth is actually what's going to help you in making yourself a better human being. Because this person standing in front of the mirror, when that mirror is going to question you, my friend, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tougher than that maths teacher questioning you. You didn't do this all problem, right? So when you do this and you confess to yourself, if you've limited to a journal, get the courage, go out and say to the person it means the most. You never know, maybe your foolishness is stopping that person finding the love of his life or the love of her life just because you are standing there like a false person. And you know what? It is such a shameful thing. Just for your thing, you've stopped somebody from having a life. It's stupid. So I you're not coming here for a soft talk. We are going to be doing some really hard talks like this one, because one thing which I have always believed and which I'm practicing point to point today is, be truthful to yourself. And the only way you can be truthful to yourself is speaking out your truth. So what do you do after being accepted? What do you do after accepting yourself is speak the truth always. Only when you speak the truth is what really means that you've accepted yourself. Yes, truth. in every relationship, in every sphere, in a work situation, speak the truth. If you've accepted yourself, speak your truth and have the courage to stand with it. Keep speaking the truth, because that's exactly what's going to liberate you, take you to the next level and make you turn into a better human being. Yes, you will be a better human being only when you're truthful. Money, name, fame, all this will not get you that love that you want. No. Stop it. You can take clothes worth n number of times, but people, it's the clothes that matter to them, not you. So be who you are. Live in the spirit you are. Stop substituting love for money. Stop substituting lies for truth. Truth is what's going to liberate. Stand with truth. Accept yourself. Stand with your truth. Number 2, stand with the truth. Have the courage. Namaste.